News, I'm Gene Randall. Disaster officials say two earthquakes have shaken the Philippine province of Batanes, killing at least 8 people and injuring 60. Authorities say the 5.4 and 5.9 magnitude tremors struck early today, within hours of each other. Several aftershocks have been reported. Batanes is a group of sparsely populated islands in the Luzon Strait in the northern Philippines. Protesters were back on the streets of Hong Kong today near the Chinese border, again calling for the proposed China extradition bill to be finally killed, an end to police violence, and a change in what activists say is a lax police attitude toward gangs that brutalized demonstrators last Sunday, when 45 people suffered injuries, some severe. Reporting for VOA, Aaron Hale says after standing back for a few hours today, Hong Kong police late in the day moved in with tear gas.
We're firing tear gas at protesters and pushing them back from several different protest sites around the district. There were a few clashes in one area between protesters and police. They were pepper sprayed by police as they attempted to defend themselves with, you know, umbrellas and sticks. However, it seems that police attempts to push them back have not totally succeeded. There are still some hardline protesters remaining, but many people have gone home for the night.
That was Erin Hale reporting for VOA. She tells us another demonstration in Hong Kong is planned for tomorrow. U.S. President Donald Trump is pressing the World Trade Organization to stop labeling China and other countries as developing nations, which gives them lenient treatment under the global trade rules in play. Mr. Trump has directed his trade representative, Robert Lighthizer, to use all available means to get the WTO to stop describing countries as developing if their economies are strong. From Washington, this is VOA News. There was a hot car tragedy in New York this weekend. A man is charged with manslaughter, saying he forgot his infant twins were in his vehicle and left them there all day. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
That father told police he went to work in the Bronx at the VA hospital and after got into his car, drove a short distance, and realized the one-year-old twins, a boy and a girl, had been in their car seats in the back all day long. Witnesses say the father was screaming for help, but it was too late. 39-year-old Juan Rodriguez is charged with manslaughter and criminally negligent homicide. The organization Kids in Cars says there have been 23 deaths this year of children left in hot vehicles, including these latest two. Julie Walker, New York.
As civilian casualties mount in Syria's northwestern province of Idlib, the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Michelle Bachelet, says she is alarmed that the situation is no longer on the world's radar screen. Bachelet spokesperson Rupert Colville says among the targets are health facilities, markets, and bakeries.
These are civilian objects, and it seems highly unlikely, given the persistent pattern of such attacks, that they're all being hit by accident. Intentional attacks against civilians are war crimes, and those who have ordered them or carried them out are criminally responsible for their actions.
Last year, Russia, Turkey, and Iran pledged to honor a buffer zone to protect the 3 million civilians who are trapped in Idlib. Despite that agreement, fighting there has recently escalated. On the immigration front, the U.S. Supreme Court says yes, President Trump can redirect billions of dollars appropriated for the Defense Department toward his long-promised wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. Here's AP's Ben Thomas.
Wow, big victory on the wall. That was President Trump's reaction to the Supreme Court's 5-4 decision lifting a freeze on $2.5 billion in Defense Department money that he wants to use to replace existing sections of a barrier along the border in California, Arizona, and New Mexico. In a tweet, Trump calls it a big win for border security and the rule of law. But House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the court's decision undermines the Constitution and the law, and she accuses the president of undermining military readiness to waste billions on an ineffective wall that Congress has repeatedly refused to fund. Ben Thomas, Washington.
A balcony collapsed overnight inside a South Korean nightclub in the town where the World Swimming Championships are being held, Gwangju. Two South Korean men are reported killed. 16 people were injured, including 8 athletes. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.